Nukun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today, it is February 10, 2026. City of Echaluit Council meeting number 2. We are beginning at 6 p.m. Thank you. Thank you for coming. And thank you to our interpreters, Andrew Diala and Lita Hetchuk. They will be our interpreters this evening. Thank you. Before we begin, let's have a moment of silence. Thank you. There's no swearing in. Adoption of agenda. We have two that we made amendments to. The first one that would have been our delegation is not able to come in as he has something else to do. There will be no delegations. And also, the other amendment for 9E. For the Federation of Canadian Municipalities Annual Conference and Trade Show from June 4 to 7th this year in Edmonton. I'll elaborate on that as we get to that item. Moved by Smith and seconded by Tilly.
Yeah.
And everyone agrees. And the first meeting minutes for the Planning and Development Committee of the whole meeting. The first one, minutes dated January 2026, mover. Councillor Smith and then Tilly. Any questions or comments? I see none. All in favor? Thank you. For the item B, public hearing number 1 minutes dated January 27. We had that hearing on the 27th of January. Someone moves it. Moved by Councillor Tilly and seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Questions or comments? Those in favor? All in favor, carried. Thank you. And also, the City Council meeting minutes dated January 27th. A mover, please. Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Tilly. Questions or comments? I see none. Those in favor? All in favor, carried. Thank you. This evening's declaration of interest. Is there anyone who have to declare? Councillor Shepherd.
A 1 and 2 is due to a work relationship with some of the proponents.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Anybody else that have a declaration of interest? That is the only person. Tonight we don't have a delegation. We don't have awards and recognitions. Statements. I see none. And now there's no deferred business and tabled items. Item number 7, bylaws. First reading of bylaws. Bylaw number 1031, amendment to general plan bylaw number 898 for lots 1 and block 239. We need a mover. Moved by Smith, seconded by Councillor Tilly. For this, there's no questions. Those in favor, carried. Thank you. And also, bylaw number 1032, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899 for lots 1 and 3, block 239, plan 4565, moved by Smith and seconded by Councillor Stevenson. And second, for this reading, there's no questions. Those in favor, all in favor, carried, and thank you. Second reading, there's no second readings, and there's no third readings of bylaws.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. It's back. Number 9, new business. Request for, Request for decision for sport and recreation funding application. Breton McNeil. He's the director of recreation. Breton, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor Awa, and good evening, everyone. I'm here looking for a motion of support on behalf of the Recreation Department's application to the 2026-2027 sport and recreation funding from the GN that is available. I'm requesting a total of $56,000. This funding would go towards supporting essential facility repairs, leadership training, and to help offset the costs associated with hosting the Christmas games. In addition, I'm hoping to seek a motion of support for future funding applications within the 2026 year that help support ongoing daily operations, programming, and departmental improvements. Thank you.
My name is Britton.
Thank you, Britton. Moved by Councillor Aglukak. Any seconder? Seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Any questions or comments? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Carried. Thank you. We will be requesting money then for education, for recreation. And 9B, request for decision, community development funding. Oh, thank you, Britton, for coming to request. Now we're on 9B, request for decision for community development funding for 2026-27. And Peter Toomelee will be doing the presentation. The floor is yours, Peter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. So every year we are required to put in an application to accept the Government of Nunavut Community Development Funding, which covers municipal funding programs, water and sewer subsidy, Community Lands Administration Fund, and as well as the Inuit Language Implementation Fund and Community Development Fund, which we apply for. So every year they require us as part of the application package to provide a motion from council to apply for this funding. That's almost $3.8 million. So what I'm, what I'm looking for is for council to pass a motion to allow us to apply for this funding.
Thank you, Peter. Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Tilly. Any comments or questions? They're going to be requesting $2.8 million. There are no questions. All those in favor? Motion carried. And also, request for decision. Memorandum of Understanding between City of Yellowknife, City of Whitehorse, and City of Iqaluit regarding Arctic security. And Dominic will be doing the presentation on that. The floor is yours, Dominic.
Thank you, Mr. Awa. Good evening, councillors. The Economic Development Office is seeking council's approval to enter into a MOU between the three territorial capital cities. The intent of this MOU is to formalize collaboration on shared priorities related to economic development, infrastructure, resilience, and capacity building in northern capitals in regard to DND, Canadian Armed Forces, and NORAD investments in the Arctic. If approved, the MOU will be signed on the stage at the Arctic Summit Conference on February 24th, 2026 in Whitehorse, Yukon, by Mayor Awa on behalf of the city. I'm therefore requesting Council's motion to approve entering into this MOU with Yellowknife and Whitehorse at the Arctic Summit Conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Dominic. Anybody want to make the motion to approve? Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Oh, hold on. My apologies. Oh, we're not voting yet. Deputy Mayor Smith?
I'm definitely in favor of this. I think at this just point in the world, I think it's really important that the North show that we are, you know, we are together in all this, one united front. So looking forward to this to be signed. So thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else want to make a comment? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Dominic. And now, on what Dominic was talking about, I'll be leaving on February 24 to the 27th. And the deputy mayor and the alternate deputy mayor will all be out of town. If you could make a selection tonight, it would be good. Who would be acting mayor during that period? So I'm asking for a motion to appoint someone. Anybody interested in being acting mayor? Deputy Mayor Smith.
I think that Councillor Aglukkaq would make an excellent acting mayor for that period.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Councillor Kunuk. I want to make a different comment. No? I was supposed to ask first if Councillor Agluka agrees to be appointed. And Councillor Stevenson, do you agree?
When this would be for?
On February 24 till February 27. I'll be in Whitehorse during that week. Romine?
I think I'm on duty travel for at least one of those days.
Thank you. Anybody else? I think that's the only nomination. Councillor Aglukkaq will be acting mayor. All those in favor? Unanimous. Motion carried. You didn't need to raise your hand. Katima Yitile?
And also this evening, there was an addition. E. And there's an annual conference, Canadian Municipalities. The Federation of Canadian Municipalities have an annual conference and a trade show. So currently, this year, it will be held in Edmonton from June 4th to the 7th. I myself, as the chair for this Federation of Canadian Municipalities, they will cover my fare and fees. It will not be paid by the city because the ticket will be made available for me. If there is anyone who wants to go to this conference, please indicate tonight. This is a very good opportunity, and we learn how the municipalities operate, and it will benefit for our city and for other communities. And we get to see other community members, especially from here in the city. And they will be able to have a presentation as to how we have to operate. And they will be able to share their knowledge. And also, our clerk will share information.
To that, I just wanted to give some context on the available budget. So the estimated amount per counselor to attend the FCM conference this year in Edmonton is around $7,000 to $8,000 each, just including airfare, hotels, per diems, and registration fees. So as a reminder, for 2026, the council travel and conventions budget is $45,000, and this full amount is currently accessible to council. So council therefore has the funds to send up to 5 counselors to attend the FCM conference based on the current budget, with that as it stands. As Mayor Awa noted, his travel will be covered by the Nunavut Association of Municipalities. Council may also wish to consider if there's any budget that you would like to preserve for the rest of the year from that, for any potential future opportunities. But as I mentioned, that's where we stand with the budget, and I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
If there is any questions, Deputy Mayor Smith.
I attended this 2 years ago in Calgary. One of the things I found very interesting is how many municipalities actually have very, very similar issues to ours, even those ours are unique in their own way. But I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned, and I'd be very interested in attending again this year. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Natak. Good evening. When I was younger, I would go attend these conferences. It will be on the time that I've been asked to go to Pawn Inlet, so I wouldn't be able to go. That is all what I wanted to say. Thank you, Councillor Aloka. Thank you, Mayor Abba. Ubang alohai, ibilohai, techumuna, pilikatigit yutakani. Chimona, Katima Hatiha Lauxima Gatigotako, Katima Hatigin, Wupil Lauxima, the Kanatami, Taimaka.
It would be really good to see them in person and continue these conversations from where we left off. And I would like to attend the FCM, please. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else? Councillor Shepherd.
Mr. Mayor, I encourage as many of us to go as possibly can. There's incredible value in FCM, and I too would be interested in attending in Edmonton.
Thank you, Councillor Kunuk. Last year was my first time attending an annual conference. It was fun and it was a learning experience. And they have been in contact with us through email. And if I have a space, I would like to be part of this to travel to attend this conference. Councillor Stevenson.
Looking for a motion. So I think there's been four councillors that have expressed interest, and then there's Councillor Flaherty who's not here. Do we need the specific names, or could we just say a motion to send five councillors to the FCM? And you could figure out who those five are. I know Councillor Tilley hasn't spoken, but he said earlier he wasn't interested, and I can't go because of work commitments.
Perhaps we can do a motion and it will be carried forward and that we can have five participants, councillors, to attend this. If alternate Flaherty has an interest, he would be able to go with the others. It's okay if we don't name names. Yes, we can do a motion to send five councillors to attend. Did you make a motion?
We do need the names just based on the council travel policy, but if there was a change in decision later on, that motion could be amended for the different councillors, but we would request to know the particular councillors at this point or soon in the future. Thank you.
Perhaps we have to name names, but I don't think we'll have another, we'll require another motion and indicate that these are the councillors that are interested and name alternate mayor
Flaherty.
Councillor Stevenson.
What I was going to say, we could name those five people, and I would make that motion.
Councillor Stevenson moves, seconded by Shepherd. Those in favor, all in favor. Carried. Thank you.
Okay, we're number 10, committee reports. Governance and Priorities Committee meeting. Councillor Stevenson, as a chairman, can do the report.
On February 3rd, we had the first of the 2026 Governance and Priorities committee meetings. At that meeting, it was discussed and recommended that council amend the priorities committee to be a committee of the whole instead of being a committee with only a select amount of councillors represented. So I would make that motion here tonight.
Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any questions or comments? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Motion carried. You have more, Councillor Stevenson? No. Correspondence? A request, letter of request for support from Sanagayak for the development of a search and rescue base in Sanagayak. Mayor, Deputy Mayor Smith.
Kleanamik, Mayor Awa. I think for something like this, it's important that we not necessarily... I think it's important that we support search and rescue development and capability anywhere in Nunavut, not necessarily in one community. So I would be in favor of us providing a letter stating that any increase in search and rescue capabilities in Nunavut is supported by the city of Iqaluit, but not necessarily specific to one community. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Anybody else want to comment? You want to make a motion? Anybody else have any comments or questions? Councillor Stevenson.
I wasn't in attendance at the NAM meetings where they passed this motion in support of this specific location for the search and rescue, for a proposed search and rescue base or center. But I do know that Sanagayak is uniquely suited to be that center for Nunavut. I certainly agree with the sentiment that all search and rescue is important, but there's going to need to be, or I think that there should be, one location, one central location for search and rescue that's not outside of our territory. And I think if we're looking for a community that is most effective and practical for that location, I think it is Sanagayak. I don't know if you have more details from the conversation around the FCM discussion. The NAM discussion, and maybe you do, but that's my understanding of the request, both from Sanagayak's mayor here, but also from our MP who's been pushing for this choice of location at the federal level.
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. In 2024, the Nunavut Association of Municipalities, during their AGM, there was a motion passed about this, and it was passed that they want Sanagayak to be the base for search and rescues in Nunavut. Deputy Mayor Smith's motion, I think it's good if we just go with that. Maybe Deputy Mayor can add.
Mayor, I was also just curious, has this letter been sent to all of the other councils in Nunavut as well, or just to us, the capital? Do we know? Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. This letter, I don't think it's been sent to everybody, just to us, I think. I don't know. Deputy Mayor Smith, your motion about search and rescue in Nunavut, supporting in general search and rescue in Nunavut. It was seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, just kind of second the Deputy Mayor's comments. If NAM has provided support for this for the specific community, I don't think it's our role as a municipal council advocating for residents of Iqaluit to make a recommendation for another community. You know, I'm all in favor of improving search and rescue within the territory. There's going to be likely substantial investment by DND and Iqaluit in the coming years at some point in time. I hope those benefits do extend to other communities, but I don't see it being within our mandate to advocate for other municipalities. To keep a more general letter of recommendation, supporting search and rescue across the territory, I think is more in line with our role as a city council.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's understandable. So we don't need to say the name of the community. We can just express our support. For research, search and rescue needs to have a base in Nunavut. Councillor Kunuk? I just have a question. From what I know of search and rescue, I used to take part. And the government's emergency measures department used to be a part of the search and rescue in Nunavut. And Christian Rangers. And there's another place in St. John's. How would those be affected by this new base? Thank you, Councillor Kunuk. In terms of search and rescue in Canada, there's a base in Halifax. And whenever someone needs to be searched in Nunavut, they take off from way down there in Halifax. And that's where they have a base. But this base for Senegayak is what they're requesting. And all the communities, they each handle their own search and rescues, and sometimes the rangers help with the searches sometimes. That's how it's been set up. Each community will have their own search and rescue set up, and they'll be different in each community. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand that we need to have a base in Nunavut. I just want clarification for the rangers. They use rangers equipment, and they sent out the equipment from down south. So will that base that handles the rangers be moved to Senegayak? That's what they're requesting. Anybody else? Nobody else wants to comment? Councillor Stevenson.
I won't argue too much against the will of the council if that's what they want, but I think this is the largest community in Nunavut, and we would be better served by a base in Nunavut, and we would not be better served by a base in Iqaluit. So if that's not the case, we're not arguing about our community versus another's, then we should be supporting the best logical space in Nunavut to support search and rescue for Nunavummiut, including the large population that lives here in this camp.
Thank you. There's a motion on the floor to support a search and rescue base in Nunavut. And so, all those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, motion carried.
And also, correspondence from Nunavut Research Institute, scientific research license application, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Questions, comments? I see none. All those in favor? All in favor, carried. Thank you. We don't have in-camera session. Adjournment. Moved by Councillor Tilley, seconded by Councillor Stevenson. Those in favor? All in favor? Carried. Thank you. Thank you again. And have a good evening. The meeting is now adjourned.